Welcome aboard to Cruise Radio, your home port for everything cruising and more. Subscribe to our newsletter and weekly radio show at cruiseradio.net.
From the Cruise One studios in Jacksonville, Florida, I'm Matt Bassford.
And I'm Doug Parker. You can follow us on Twitter at Cruise Radio and join our Facebook fan page at facebook.com/cruiseradio.
First off, I want to wish Renee and Rich Klusek a very happy one-year anniversary. We appreciate your email, and we're going to tackle that a little bit later on. On this show, we're going to talk to a couple of social media strategists who we sailed with last week aboard the Epic, Vegas Bill and 24K.
And I like this one. Flying to your cruise port can be quite costly. Randy Peterson, a frequent flyer professional, will share all of his secrets on how to rack those frequent flyer miles up.
Yeah, and he's got some serious credentials because he's got over 17 million frequent flyer miles.
Wow.
But first, Stuart Sheeran, the cruise guy, joins us. He is a regular contributor for Fox, CNN, and Good Morning America. Hey, Stuart.
Hey, guys.
Okay, so Alaska, we've talked about Alaska here and there and time again. What is the latest with there? I understand tourism has taken a bit of a dip.
Well, Alaska has taken quite a hit because cruise passenger numbers are way down, which is not expected, considering the reduction in ships in Alaska this year. Things are on target to hit about a 15 to 17% drop in cruise passengers.
Mm-hmm.
On the good side, that Alaska is touting an increase in the amount of independent travelers to the state, especially up into Denali National Park, which is really a good sign that more Americans are actually taking advantage of the beautiful parks up in Alaska.
Okay, so they're reporting a decline and an increase. So are these reports conflicting or?
No, they're not conflicting. They're just different. They're just simply stating that the cruise passenger numbers, as expected, are down.
Okay.
But independent travelers visiting Alaska are actually up.
Okay.
So, if you and Matt just decided to go and visit Alaska this year, you would be part of that increase.
Oh, okay. Makes sense. Moving on to the St. Thomas incident with the Carnival Victory. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, you know, certainly it's sad. The actually two people were killed during a gun battle that had nothing to do with the cruise passengers as they were heading toward the Cokie Point Beach area on St. Thomas. The perpetrator has been turned himself in, so he's now in custody, but there are certain parts of the island, guys, that you don't want to visit, and Cokie Point is definitely one of those areas. So, you know, whether you're on tour, which these passengers were, there are certain areas, avoid it at all costs. Cokie Point Beach is beautiful, but there are many, many other beautiful beaches that are in much safer areas, and just like visiting anywhere, it's important to note that there are areas that you want to go to, and there are areas that are just unsafe and not worth the risk. So this area is one of them, and you could avoid being accosted by the some unscrupulous individuals. But St. John is also a hop, skip, and a jump, and a quick ferry ride.
Yeah.
So the Trunk Bay over there is definitely one of the top five beaches in the world, and getting there is a lot nicer, a lot more fun with the water taxis, and the beach is significantly nicer, and the safety factor is also important. So, strongly avoid it. The cruise lines are no longer offering tours to that area, but, the disappointing fact is that there has been an increase in police presence, but
mm-hmm.
the tour operators, the people offering beach activities in that area are not reporting an increase in police action, meaning there are a lot of unscrupulous individuals in those areas that the police don't seem to be indifferent about, and that's not improving the situation.
Well, that's going to affect Coral Worlds over there, right, at Cokie Point?
It's right there, yes. Hmm. So, unfortunately, it's just one of those things that, it's certainly interesting to visit Coral World, but the lack of police action and protection is definitely of concern and not worth the risk.
And it's important to know that the cruise lines won't put you in harm's way either.
No, and that's why they have issued warnings to their passengers. The U.S. Virgin Islands police, again, claim that they are stepping up efforts, but the business people are claiming that it's just for show. There are some police there, but they don't seem to be doing anything with the the people selling drugs and people accosting other tourists. So that's why the tourists are just at this point totally avoiding the area altogether, because again, St. Thomas has so many other beautiful places to visit.
All right, Stuart, aside from the brand new Norwegian Epic, what other new ships can we expect in 2010?
Well, you know, keep in mind there were seven new cruise ships coming out. Only one was actually a brand new one, meaning a whole new introduction of a class of ships, which was the Norwegian Epic. And the last two remaining ships of this year, we've got Cunard's Queen Elizabeth, which is a 90,000-ton ship for about almost 2,100 passengers. And, of course, Royal Caribbean's Allure of the Seas, her older sister, Waste of the Seas, which will be another 225,000 tons.
Good grief.
Carrying 5,400 passengers, double occupancy. So there's still some excitement. And the other good news is that several of the ships, the new ships that were recently introduced just a couple weeks ago, besides Epic, we had Holland America's New Amsterdam is going to be making her stateside debut in November, as well as Celebrity Cruises' brand new Eclipse, which will also be stateside sailing out of Miami in November.
Let's back up to the Allure of the Seas. Is that going to be identical in size and everything to the Oasis?
Structurally wise, yes, she will be identical. They have made some minor changes. I do understand that there may be some different carpet and design themes, but no, joking.
So there's going to be two of the biggest ships in the world then, basically.
They are,
right?
Identical twin ships.
Neck to neck. Wow.
It's complete with merry-go-round, zip line, rock climbing walls, aqua theater, and all that.
All that.
We always love hearing from our listeners. You can call 866-874-7957 or email comments at cruiseradio.net. And who knows, you might find yourself on the show.
And Stuart, I think you may be in trouble with one of our listeners.
Yeah, we got an email from Renee Klusek. She and her husband, Rich, were celebrating their one-year anniversary in Cozumel when they were aboard the Emerald Princess. And Stuart, you made some comments about Cozumel that I don't think they were too shining. But Renee and Rich had an awesome time.
I guess, you know, there was more to Cozumel for her than what we briefly talked about.
Oh, what's this we, Kimisabi?
Yes.
Well, okay, that I talked about. So when we were reviewing, you know, a lot of people want to know what to do in ports. And, you know, last week we talked about, Cozumel. And, keep in mind, over the past 20 years, Cozumel has grown into one of the most visited islands or ports in the Caribbean. Mm-hmm. It is one of the greatest dive destinations in our hemisphere. And for cruise passengers, they are inundated by the cruise line's duty-free shopping center, as well as the regular shopping centers outside the pier areas. And over the years, because of improvements, a lot of the sites like Carlos and Charlie's, and they've lost their original charm. Now they're just concrete buildings.
Franchises.
And it's not the same as what it used to. Cozumel is known for its diving, but it is not known for its beaches. So, I would have to differ there because there are very few and all of them are very rocky, which is why so many passengers do take the ferry over to Playa del Carmen to enjoy the beautiful white sandy beaches, incredible shopping there, and they've got tons of fun attractions nearby, including Xcaret and the Mayan ruins in Tulum. But for the seasoned cruise passengers who've been to Cozumel, they've been there, they've done that, they got the t-shirt, everybody knows that one of the best places to eat on Cozumel is a restaurant called Poncho's Backyard. So if you're ever there, it is definitely worth your time. And if you're into snorkeling or scuba diving, it is some of the most beautiful diving you'll find in the world.
All right, very well. I think that should satisfy Renee and Rich, don't you think?
Oh, absolutely.
You can always email comments at cruiseradio.net. Stuart Shearer on The Cruise Guy will be back with us later in the program with your hot deals.
If you missed any part of the show or want to hear more, go to cruiseradio.net and click on Radio Channel. Or go to iTunes and search Cruise Radio. Follow us on Twitter at Cruise Radio.
Follow me.
A couple of really cool guys are with us. We sailed with them last week aboard the brand new Norwegian Epic, and they are social media strategists. Vegas Bill and 24K. Now, are you guys actually in Vegas right now?
Yes. We're currently on the strip waiting for our next gig today.
I'll start with you, Vegas Bill. The Epic has been touted as the entertainment mecca or the Vegas of the high seas. Do you agree, disagree? What are your thoughts?
I thought we had a great time, and the selection of entertainment was spectacular. I had seen Blue Man Group in Vegas about 3 weeks prior to the cruise, and seeing it again reminded me exactly of what I saw in Vegas. In addition to, we saw the Cirque Dreams and Dinner. That was exciting, a two-hour show full of, you know, circus, antics, great food, and very much entertainment and interaction with the people dining to keep them involved. We only have a couple of those in Vegas on the Strip, and I think that coupled along with many of the other things that we did not get to partake in because it was only 2 days, really takes Vegas to a new level and floating on the ocean. But Chris, 24K, and I also enjoyed the ice bar, which was really exciting on the high seas. And we had just done a photo shoot with comedian Carrot Top like a couple of days prior to that.
Awesome.
And I think it mimicked our time with Carrot Top on the ship exactly. What do you say, 24K?
24K is on the line. What were your what was your take on all of it?
Well, I didn't get to see Cirque Dreams, but I definitely was there for the Blue Man Group show, and I thought it was exactly like the one at the Venetian here in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
And I really enjoyed the end part with all of the paper coming down from the ceiling.
That was
awesome. I figured, well, how could they do this on a cruise ship? Well, they definitely figured that out, and I was excited to see that they put this and kept this in the show. So kudos to the Blue Man Group people. I know that they do a lot of hard work getting it ready for their new shows across the world. Something else I found very interesting and a lot of fun was definitely the ice bar. Many people were waiting outside. It was always sold out. So they figured out an NCL, a way to get people standing in the middle of the ship waiting to get into this ice bar, which is going to increase their sales. There's shops nearby. And also one deck below or after is their casino. So all these people waiting to get in the ice bar will probably spend a few dollars at their casino.
Vegas Bill, I have a question for you. Now, I know y'all are foodies, especially I see your pictures on Twitter all the time of the various places y'all are over there in Vegas eating delicious food. How do you think the food was over on the Epic?
Well, Chris and I got to share an evening with NCL Andy at Teppanyaki. We've had that on several other ships and enjoyed it immensely. Not only was it great food prepared right in front of us, but we had an excellent show with the chefs and everybody involved. I know Chris got to partake in Cagney's, and let's hear from you, 24K, what you thought of your Cagney's meal.
I always enjoy steakhouses on the high seas. Cagney's is definitely one of my favorites. I was hoping to get a chance to go to their new churrascaria on board, which unfortunately wasn't available to me at that time. But I hope to go back on Epic soon, maybe on a 7-day Caribbean, to enjoy the churrascaria, which many of our listeners may not know what a churrascaria is. It's basically a Brazilian steakhouse.
Oh, right.
And what they do is they serve meat on a skewer at your table side. So the key there is to not fill up on bread and salad, but wait till the meat comes by.
Right, right. They bring that big slab and they slice it off almost like gyros, like a gyros kind of thing, right?
Exactly.
All right, quickly got to get y'all's take on the cabins. A little bit of criticism about these. I think they're very nice and contemporary, although the bathroom situation, as many have said, a little awkward setup. Let me paint a picture. When you first walk in the cabin, to the right is the toilet area, to the left is the shower. Both are enclosed with a frosted sliding glass door. Then you have a nice curtain that draws across. On the other side of that curtain, to the right, is the sink. Then you got the bed. So if you're sleeping next to the sink, you might get wet. What are y'all's take on it?
I didn't know that there was at least a curtain between the bed and that area, which I thought, wow, how can a family, say of four, enjoy that room with just the frosted glass? So
right.
I was excited for that at least. I would have really enjoyed something that would have, you know, closed that off. But it's a new way of making the rooms and hopefully, I guess, getting for them more people to have balcony rooms. I know there were some concerns about the sink area, that it was small and people got wet. I turned it on slow. It didn't have a lot of problems, but I guess if you turn it on fast, you're going to have issues with people in the bed.
Right.
One thing I did enjoy that I don't think many people touched on were the really soft luxury leather headboards and seat backs. I have a bald head that I got to put on those, and I thought, this is really comfortable. It wasn't something that was stiff or hard fabric, so I enjoyed that, and I thought it was something exciting and new for the cabin.
And for myself, 24K, I really enjoyed the larger type showers without the curtain on it. And it had a solid door, which was great, and that always helps out. So you have enough room in there, and I'm a larger person, so definitely the larger people out there are going to enjoy the solid doors.
Was that
on
not
the showers?
Yeah, was that not the best shower? It was. I measured it. It was 5 foot long. That was so awesome.
I really enjoyed how you didn't turn around and have that shower curtain wrapped around yourself.
Yeah. Well, and I think that's what I keep getting back to is, like, there's some inconsistencies. There's some really great, awesome things about that ship. I mean, awesome things. And then there's some things that didn't make sense to me at all. You thought they've really thought it out very, very well. And then up pops a little surprise, like, why did they do that?
Exactly, like the sink. I turned it up halfway, and there was definitely some water coming out. There wasn't enough sink area to protect the person in the bed. Let's say if you got up earlier than the other person to wash and get ready, and that was not behind the curtain. That was right next to the bed. So that could be an issue going forward.
All in all, though, it's a lovely ship. We had a great time, and we do encourage everyone to take a cruise aboard the Epic. It's like nothing you've ever experienced from an entertainment standpoint. All right, we got to let you guys go. I know y'all are busy. 24K, where can they find you?
They can find me online on Twitter. It's twitter.com/24K. I also run a media Twitter, and that's twitter.com/24K media. And my free Facebook fan page for the business is facebook.com/24K media.
And how about you, Vegas Bill?
You can find me on twitter.com/VegasBill and on facebook.com/LasVegasBill.
All right, thanks, guys.
All right, have a great day.
Appreciate it.
If you missed any part of the show or want to hear more, go to cruiseradio.net and click on Radio Channel, or go to iTunes and search Cruise Radio.
Have you been dreaming lately about a romantic tropical cruise to the Caribbean?
Cruise One.
Or how about a breathtaking scenic cruise to Alaska?
Cruise One.
Or how about the Mexican Riviera?
Or Cancun.
Cozumel.
Or New England.
Or Canada.
Or Italy.
Or Greece.
Or the Far East. Or how about a cruise around the whole world?
Cruise One. Got a dream vacation for you.
Cruise One.
Let us send you on your way.
Cruise One.
Number one in cruising nationwide.
Cruise One has more than 550 cruise specialists nationwide ready to help you plan your dream cruise. And speaking with a local Cruise One expert is as easy as calling toll-free 1-800-CRUISE and the number 1. That's 1-800-CRUISE-1. Or find us online at cruiseone.com.
Number 1 in cruising nationwide. Cruise One.
Yeah.
Cruise One.
For your pleasure, I created a dream.
He is the world's leading expert on frequent flyer programs, a respected publisher, and the founder of several of the web's most innovative and popular travel-related sites. Back in 98, he founded what was to become the world's leading online community for frequent flyers, FlyerTalk.com. He is Randy Peterson. Randy, welcome to Cruise Radio.
I am so tickled to be here. Just got off the plane a few minutes ago. Got a few more miles into my account, out earning that free travel thing, and it's always good to chat with you.
Randy, it's amazing you've accumulated over 17 million frequent flyer miles. Is that right?
I do have 17 million miles, and let me tell you how I've done that. You know, part of becoming the mileage millionaire is I do travel a lot. I travel up to 200 days a year all over. I talk miles in many different languages, but one of the things I learned early on is to make sure that the things I do every day count towards my travel rewards program. It's kind of like a travel 401k program. I'm saving for that rainy day. And, you know, it's the little things. For instance, one of the my latest greatest right now is Capital One Bank's rewards checking program. And I got onto that, frankly, because one of my readers a couple months ago kept bugging me about, hey, Randy, have you figured out how I can earn some rewards for writing the check for my rent? The landlord doesn't take a credit card, and I know you're big on plastic, but what do we do when we have to really still write a check? And I did a bunch of research, and I came upon Capital One Bank's rewards checking program, and you actually earn rewards for writing a check, paying bills, and even swiping your ATM card. So that's what I mean, from the simple things that we do every day to the big glamorous things like the, you know, the long haul trips to London or to Bangkok or Australia, where you earn a lot of miles flying in the air. But that's how I earned the 17 million, is counting the little things like earning some miles from Capital One Bank's reward checking program all the way up to the high-flying act. But that's really what listeners want to do, is pay attention to what they're doing. And, you know, at the end of the day, a lot of people say, yeah, but, you know, I got to apply and I got fees, and yeah, it's just not worth it, Randy. And I go, well, it's worth it for me, because with this rewards checking program I was just mentioned to you, there's absolutely no fees. I don't pay a fee when I got a checking account there. And the nice thing is I don't have a minimal balance. In between paychecks, it gets a little low sometimes, but I don't pay extra for not having a ton of money in the bank like Don Trump. So life's good if you pay attention to the small things out there.
Randy, how long did it take you to accumulate that many miles?
I've been doing this now for just a bit over 20 years.
So what airline, in your opinion, has the best frequent flyer program?
You know, honestly, I have to say overall, American Airlines is right up there. A couple reasons. One, they've got more than 1,000 partners. So whether you got dining, whether you got dry cleaning, whether you got an energy bill, you can pay your utilities and earn miles. They got all the standard frequent flyer things. But one of the nice things about the American Airlines Advantage program is they actually have a fairly good reputation for giving away the awards. In fact, about, oh, I think looking at their last analysis, almost 9.2 to 9.3% of all the passengers you see flying with you on American Airlines are actually flying on an award. And when you think about it, that's almost one out of every 10 people using an award when flying on American Airlines. And I think that's pretty good. It's not 100%. I'm sure there's some people who couldn't get awards, but they have a really good reputation. At the end of the day, it's nice to earn a lot of miles, but it's even better to be able to use those miles. And then with the airlines, the true frequent flyer programs, American Airlines works for me.
You mentioned Capital One. What other credit cards are great for stacking frequent flyer miles?
There's probably two other ones, and interestingly enough, it might surprise some people, Virgin Atlantic. Most people think of that as an airline out of London, international and stuff. They don't fly a lot domestic. Don't get it confused with Virgin America. But Virgin Atlantic actually has a pretty good credit card. They're competitive with a little bit with Capital One in that you can earn some double miles with your purchases, but the downside to that is that you can only fly to London from the United States. But if you really want to spoil yourself, and Virgin, with Richard Branson as the spokesperson and founder, has a really great reputation. So while it's a kind of a one-off airline, it's not going to be your everyday awards like associated with Capital One or American or, let's say, even JetBlue. For special things, Virgin Atlantic's got a nice credit card, and they got a heck of a product as an airline.
Randy Peterson, founder of Inside Flyer Magazine and FlyerTalk.com. Thanks for talking to us.
I've just been happy to be your guest on this show, and look forward to helping anybody really get more out of their frequent flyer miles or their travel rewards program, because as I said, it's really changed, and it's now about the everyday person, not just the high flyer.
Or you could have just said goodbye. Stuart Shearon, the Cruise Guy, is back with your hot deals. Certainly, there is a very good one aboard the brand new Epic.
Well, the good news, NCL is reporting record bookings for them aboard Norwegian Epic, but there are still terrific deals, which is obviously very good for consumers. They've got starting prices just from $649, and keep in mind, Epic is doing seven-night Eastern or Western Caribbean departing from Miami.
Wow. What about the West Coast?
For people on the West Coast looking to get away in January, we've talked a few times. Disney's got Disney Wonder doing seven-night Mexican Riviera out of Los Angeles. And the January through March 2011, I mean, they're offering pricing, cruise only, from $639. And you can bring the kids for free.
All right, very nice. Stuart Shearon, the Cruise Guy, can be found at cruiseguy.com, or you can follow him on Twitter at cruiseguy. Next week, Orlando Chris.
He'll be with us talking about his recent trip to Alaska on Princess Cruise Lines. Can't wait to hear all about it. And I want to ask some questions, too, because I've never been to Alaska before.
I just like saying Orlando Chris.
I like saying Alaska and Princess Cruise Lines.
Again, we invite you to call us with your questions or comments. You may find yourself on the show. 866-874-7957. That's 866-874-7957, or email comments at cruiseradio.net.
Don't forget, you can also follow us on Twitter at Cruise Radio and join our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/cruiseradio.
From the Cruise One studios in Jacksonville, Florida, I'm Matt Bassford.
And I'm Doug Parker.
And this is Cruise Radio.